And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crap-infest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
I know you're gonna dig this. That's right.
You people still have no sense of humor. Crap from the Past originates from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix USA, the world, online at radiofreephoenix.com. The Point 99.1 FM and AM 1630 KQCX Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com and the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620 KFHX Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM KSKR Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio AM 1650 KDZX Anthem. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past again from our tiny studios in Minneapolis. And if you're a KFAI listener, as you should be, Ron and Gene, who host Radio Rumpus Room right before me, did something about flying saucers with the aliens in the space. That's a pretty accurate summation of their show. It was pretty darn terrific, and it's available on the KFAI.org archive. You can hear it for 2 weeks. I recommend it because it was unusually awesome. That's right. They went above and beyond literally what they usually accomplish. It was exceptional. And because we just did a Star Wars show and the Crap from the Past in Space show, which we did not too long ago, is still fresh in my mind, I'm only going to be doing a couple more of the in space flying saucer alien type songs. And we started with Billy Preston with an instrumental from 1972 called Outer Space. Nah, it doesn't have anything to do with outer space, but it's pretty funky, and I like it. And tonight, I'm flying solo. No super listener Tom, no nobody, just me. And we'll be giving away 3 pairs of tickets to the record show here in Minneapolis on Saturday, June 4th. That's coming up later in the show. 3 pairs of tickets. I'm actually giving stuff away. How cool is that? So let me make the Miko disappear. Not a second too soon. The movie Little Shop of Horrors came out in 1986. And there was a song on the soundtrack that you couldn't play on the air because it was a bunch of swearing in it. It was recorded by Levi Stubbs, the former lead singer of the Four Tops. And it came out as a 45. And I'm going to play you the 45 version here. Cleaned up for radio airplay. This is Levi Stubbs and Chorus is how it's built from 1986. This is Mean Green Mother from Outer Space on Crap from the Past.
Better mind your manners. Better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You gotta let her go. We're gonna do things my way. I'm just a mean.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The 47th most popular song of the year was written because a pet dog died.
On Crap from the Past.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. The group is Warp 9. I don't have any idea who Warp 9 is. It was on Prism Records, and it was from a 45 I had at home. That was produced by John Jellybean Benitez all the way back in 1983. So it's early in Jellybean's career, and It's kind of a solid little poppy dance record that was not a hit, presumably anywhere in the world. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and we're leeching off Ron and Gene's theme here, which was something with the space and the flying saucers and something along those lines. And I'm trying to make sure that I don't repeat very many songs here. There's one in particular that's coming up that I'm certain you will enjoy, and I'm certain I played it on the Crap from the Past in Space show that wasn't too long ago. And I don't remember if I played this thing. Buchanan and Goodman. I don't know who Buchanan was. Presumably he was a DJ. But Dickie Goodman, king of the break-in record. And I'm going to play you the very first one. It turns up on a really awful KTEL CD called Wacky Weirdos. It's put together really badly. Not the Flying Saucer. But this compilation is just crap. Bunch of re-recordings and stuff. And I don't know if this is the original version of the Flying Saucer Parts 1 and 2. It looks like it is, I think. Let's give it a shot, shall we? From 57, 58. This is Dickie Goodman. It's Buchanan and Goodman, featuring somebody named Buchanan also, and Dickie Goodman. This is the Flying Saucer Parts 1 and 2 on Crap from the Past.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the air.
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
We'll just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Brock, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go, reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense has just said...
Is that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Snap at the earth because...
And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Where do you see?
The motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording, The Motor Cooled Down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye.
K-F-A-I.
I don't dare shine a light to write. I'm keeping this log, these notes on computer tape. Last Thursday, the 23rd, observatories around the world first sighted the alien creature speeding in orbit. It looked like a human infant. Everybody's calling it Space Baby. It traveled light years across the void, apparently unaided and seemingly for no reason. Scored by gas, it destroyed at random everything in its path with thought-controlled weapons completely unknown to us. Mercilessly, the slaughter began. Nothing we tried could stop it. City after city, gone. Anyone who has survived this long must hide in these caves, foraging for food at night. You know, it's just a matter of time before he finds us.
Star Child took our world this afternoon.
A Star Child took our world this afternoon.
We're either dead or dying very soon.
We're either dead or dying very soon.
It's over now. May God's love be with you.
It's over now. May God's love be with you.
Space baby coming down.
Wow, that's ridiculous. Yet I enjoy playing that song immensely. It's billed as Captain Kirk. So when I found the 45 in a pile of 45s, I thought, Captain Kirk Shatner. No, I was a little disappointed until I actually played it. And then the spoken word part kicked in. And I was in heaven. 1976, Captain Kirk and Space Baby. A song I often get requests for, believe it or not, here on Carp from the Past. Well, let's take care of these legalities, shall we? Carp from the Past originates from Fresh Air Community Radio, right here, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and carpfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix, USA, the world, online at radiofreephoenix.com. The Point 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX, Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com. And the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620, KFHX, Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM, KSKR, Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio, AM 1650, KDZX, Anthem. You know, before I forget, Winnie Radio, that's the winnieradio.com people, will be doing an All Crap from the Past weekend in late July. I don't know if it's the last weekend in July or not, but basically the whole weekend is old crap from the past shows. How crazy is that? Yeah, that's pretty darn awesome. So we salute you, Winnie Radio, and I'll be sending some promos and stuff your way in short order. Yeah. Well, hey, maybe you can use this. Tune into Winnie Radio for the crappiest weekend in history. The last weekend in July belongs to Crap from the Past. When you hear nothing but old Crap from the Past episodes on winnieradio.com. Tune in and feel the pain. I don't think we're going to use that, but yeah. Maybe I should script this out in advance next time. And now, help. Oh, okay, this is as good a time as any to give away all three pairs. That's right, all three pairs of tickets to the record show. What's the record show? That's next Saturday, mind you. June 4th. Yeah, we're up to June already. Here in Minneapolis, and actually all over the country, record collectors' conventions are fairly well known. I've been going to these things in different cities, different states since I was in high school. So 20 plus years of these things. And we have one. Well, we have two actually, but we have one that I'm giving tickets away for right now. You can buy new CDs, old CDs, videos, 45s, albums. They're just flotsam. It's for music collectors. And it's, yeah. I used to be a vendor at one of these things, so I'm not going to be a vendor at this particular one because I realize that nobody wants to buy my junk. It's kind of sad. So I'm going to give away three pairs, and in doing so, I'm going to play a really long song so I can tend to the phones. First, let me tell you about the song. The song is, oh boy, this group was mistaken. You can call it a hoax, but I don't think it was intentionally a hoax. Mistaken for the Beatles when they came out in 1976. Actually, it's a bunch of Canadian studio musicians, also signed to Capitol Records. And when Capitol Records released their first album called Klaatu, no musicians were listed on it. So when this bouncy little song was released as a single, people thought, well, kind of shifts gears a little bit like some of those McCartney songs, kind of like Abbey Road when they really couldn't stay focused long enough to write a coherent song. This song does that. Klaatu, therefore, must be the Beatles. And how perplexing is that? Well, obviously, Klaatu, not the Beatles, didn't have the staying power nearly of the Beatles. And I'm going to play you what was their only hit. And in fact, I'm going to play the album version of what was their only hit, which goes on for, well, longer than it should. This is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft by Klaatu. And while I play this, you can win yourself tickets to the record show to the first three callers at 612-341-0980. That's the request line. 612-341-0980. Good luck. Klaatu on Crap from the Past.
Craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
this is still chugging away, what do you know? I got one more pair of tickets left to the record show. The Record Collectors Convention right here in Minneapolis. Obviously, this only works if you live here in Minneapolis. 612-341-0980. Let me give that pair away right now. It's Saturday, June 4th. That's a week from tomorrow night, and it's here in Minneapolis. 612-341-0980. Call now.
Hey, man.
Watch out!
It's a woodpecker from space.
Nice and preposterous. Also from a strange 45 I found somewhere. Video Kids is how the artist is billed, and Woodpeckers from Space. Yeah. God bless. And I love the fact that KFAI just lets me play crap like Woodpeckers from Space on the air and never says anything. Either nobody's listening, I kind of think that's the case, or they're giving me total artistic freedom, which... All right, that'd be cool. 1985. How preposterous is that? And I want to thank, Michael, Brad, and Tom, all listening from, from Minneapolis, Oak Park Heights, and New Hope. Some far-flung parts of the Twin Cities here. And considering that our KFAI signal's not very strong, that's pretty cool. All three of them and friends of theirs are going to the record show a week from tomorrow here in Minneapolis. And if you're curious, it takes place at the VFW off Lake and Lindale, and that's going to be Saturday, June 4th. I don't have any more free stuff to give away. unfortunately. But if you'd like to call me anyway, 612-341-0980. Keep in mind that it's just me tonight. I don't have any phone monkeys here. Super listener Tom has taken a week off to enjoy himself. And there you go. By the way, I'm not going to be here next week. I know for a fact I'm going to be out of town, and I have not decided what I'm going to do in place of my actually being here. So if you've got suggestions, let me know. If there's an old show that you'd like rerun, let me know, because I can do that. Or if you'd like Super Listener Tom to take the reins and just play DJ for an evening, he'd love that. But whatever you got, let me hear it. 612-341-0980. What did I queue up? Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Marvin Gaye. Apparently, there was a dispute with his ex-wife. And in 1979, he recorded the album Here, My Dear, thinking this is going to be a colossal failure, and gave it to his wife. As basically, it was either a present or part of a divorce settlement. I'm a little fuzzy on the details there. But Here, My Dear was supposed to be just a bad album that was given to her as part of the settlement. Turned out to be sort of a mini masterpiece. Didn't sell a billion copies, but artistically, whew, that's some good stuff. This is the only single released from the Here My Dear album from 1979. This is Marvin Gaye and a funky space reincarnation. On Crap from the Past.
all of you who are in Group A, send you over to the Plutarium, be Plutatized. I know that you dig that. And the rest of Group B, I know y'all gon' have a ball. But hey, little Miss Birdsong, come here. You follow me. Come on, baby, and all come on down. Come on, baby.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Doctor Who, hey! The TARDIS, Doctor Who, hey! Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who, Doctor Who.
Number one in England. Like we like to say here on Carp from the Past, anything can hit number one in England. Actually, it's kind of a catchy record, being what with the meshing of the rock and roll part two from Gary Glitter and the theme from Doctor Who, and it's kind of catchy. It's billed as Doctor in the TARDIS by the Time Lords. The Time Lords were basically Bill Drummond, the same guy who was behind the KLF. And yeah, there you go. That hit number one in England in summer of 1988. Goes back a couple of years, right? This is Crap from the Past. Let me see if I have anything important to say here. Nope. No, I don't. No underwriting. Nope. No, I don't. Well, here. You should tune in to This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Sunday nights at midnight right here on KFAI. Well, because it's a really good show. No, really, it is. Along with Ken Hippler's show, Good and Country. Saturday afternoons at 1 right here on KFAI. These are shows I listen to because they're good. And tonight, I got to plug Musical Transportation Spree, which is on after me here on KFAI. So that's tonight at midnight, is starting in a scant 40 minutes from now. Bill goes back to his childhood. It's going to be great. Really, it is. I saw the playlist and he searched wide and far for some nice obscurities. It's going to be good. So stay up extra late here on KFAI. Now, wow, this is going to grind the gears. Although it's happy. Although I can say wholeheartedly, what? No, really, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. It's going to be good. It's good. I'd listen on the drive home. I'm going to like this a lot. Bette Midler. Yeah, the name usually sends people running screaming from the room, and that's the normal reaction. But way back when, in the early 70s, she was pretty cool. Barry Manilow was her musical director way back then, and she had a top 10 hit in 1973 with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, a song that was less than 30 years old when she recorded it. And now, her recording is 32 years old, which makes this version of Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy older than the song was when she recorded this odd-sounding remake in 1973. Now that I've bored you with the details, Bette Midler, back when she was cool on Crap from the Past.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way, and he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, he's blowing reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly attitude. He blows an H to the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da.
Mr. Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Embrace, but oh, you try so hard not to see.
Some pop songs out there that are so good that every time I hear them, I get chills. And that's one of them. There are probably only five or six of them in the whole world. And Stay With Me Tonight by Jeffrey Osborne, one of the best, very best pop songs I've ever heard from 1983. Love that song to death. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Oh, I'm just drinking in the Stay With Me Tonight because it's that good. Crap from the Past originates from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix, USA the World, online at RadioFreePhoenix.com. The Point 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX, Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at WinnieRadio.com. And the Shander Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620, KFHX Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM KSKR Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio, AM 1650, KDZX Anthem. Coming up in late July, Winnie Radio. That's the WinnieRadio.com people. We'll be doing an All Crap from the Past weekend. 48 hours of old crap from the past shows, which is pure insanity, my friends. If you'd like to, well, details are, I'm sure, will be available at WinnieRadio.com. And you can check out the WinnieRadio.com links at crapfromthepast.com. Or you can listen to old shows there. All sorts of goodness. Greg Guidry. There's a name you wouldn't have recognized even at the time. Greg Guidry released a single on Columbia Records called Going Down that actually hit the top 20 in 1982. This is one of the least memorable songs you may ever hear. I don't know who Greg Guidry was or where he retreated to after this song. Wait a minute, I recognize the name on there. John Ryan co-produced it. And John Ryan, I think, was the same guy who co-produced Animotion there, like the Obsession people. Why do I know that? That's scary. Now, here's that unmemorable single from 1982, Mr. Greg Guidry and his 3 minutes and 10 seconds of fame on Going Down on Crap from the Past. Mm-hmm.
I should be careful, but I'm going deeper instead. 'Cause when she looks at me, passion's got me charmed, I'll never get free. 'Cause when she's holding me,
she lights a fire in my soul.
Monster Gerber.
Everybody likes Stevie Wonder for himself and for his work.
On Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some tasty stuff. That's from the Stax Vault stuff from 1968. Came out on, was this Vault or Stax? Here, let me check this. This is an important detail. No, this came out on Vault in 1968. Linda Lindell. And What a Man, a song that was later blatantly ripped off by Salt and Peppa and En Vogue, who had a big hit with it around 1994, if I'm not mistaken. There you go. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I'm going to play one of the longest things I've ever played. I've played this before, but not in a long time, and certainly not since I got this Friday night time slot. For those of you who've never heard this, this is included on the ABBA box set, and it's basically they swept up all the stuff from the cutting room floor and spliced it together in a thing called Untitled. This is ABBA, and it goes on for quite a while, and this is actually going to take me till the top of the hour, or the end of the show here. If you're listening, you want to stay tuned because Bill's got some great stuff and he's all giddy with Musical Transportation Spree, which airs right after Crap from the Past here on KFAI. Stay tuned. Till then, between now and then, this is ABBA and Untitled on Crap from the Past.
Ska det vara så seriöst för alltid?
I England slår det sig.
Hello everybody, this is Bjorn.
Agneta.
This is Benny.
Är det så svårt att snacka?
Med meddelanden. Väldigt miserabel lyssning.
Jag hör bara Frida i mina lurar.
Och jag hör bara dig.
Ja, ja det var ingen.
Hur gör det nu då?
Bättre lyssning.
Ja,
ja.
Det är sån
här neråt på va? Det är
till dig. Det måste väl du förstå vad det är som är fel då.
Ja.
Love.
make a sucker out of me.
Kalle Skändare kan
vi. Första plås. Har du första lärare?
Varför sörjer du Fernando? Varför klingar din gitarr i moll? Vad är det som står på? Är det kärleken Fernando? Har hon lämnat dig din stora, stora kärlek, är det så? Den som älskat och förlorat vet att sånt kan ändå hända då och då. Länge, länge lever kärleken, vår bästa vän Fernando. Fyll ditt glas och höj en skål för den, för kärleken Fernando. Spela, spela melodi.
Det här funkar ju jättebra.
Ja, visst är det.
Some people long for Berlin and Barcelona. They yearn for Paris, Madrid and Rome.
Wow. And I know some who prefer Arizona. And some prefer home.
There's only me who is dying to see.
Jävla otäck situation.
Then I think of us and you and I, and it almost makes me cry. So sad and kind of bittersweet, and the memories fill with tears, and I fear my heart will break. Guess it all.
Together, can I be replaced? I never loved you more than all those happy hours.
härligt.
Talk over the end here. You've been listening to something called Untitled that turned up on the ABBA Bucks set. I guess it's a bunch of outtakes and unreleased songs and odd alternate versions of thingies. You heard an early take of Fernando in there in some language that I didn't quite catch. Pretty fascinating. It's like ABBA's Abbey Road, if you will. Short attention span theater here on Craft from the Past. I like it. Craft from the Past originates from Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and craftfromthepast.com. We're also heard on great radio stations all over the world, including Gold Rush Radio 91.1 FM and 1440 AM Lawrence, Otago, New Zealand. Yes, we're heard in New Zealand. Radio Free Phoenix USA, the world, online at radiofreephoenix.com. The Point, 99.1 FM and AM 1630, KQCX, Queen Creek, Arizona. Winnie Radio at winnieradio.com. And the Shanda Radio Network all over Arizona, including AM 1620 KFHX Fountain Hills, 106.7 FM KSKR Scottsdale, and Daisy Mountain Radio AM 1650 KDZX Anthem. If you'd like to find out how you can become a Crap from the Past affiliate, just to make my list even longer, check out crapfromthepast.com. So, yeah, 30 seconds left on this thing. Nobody's going to miss the last 30 seconds. Bill is itching with anticipation because his upcoming musical transportation spree, on Wind and Wire on musical transportation spree, is going to be excellent. It's freeform FM radio, pretty much, at its finest. You're going to want to listen. Or if you missed it, you're going to want to tune into the KFAI.org archives. Yeah, that's pretty much going to do it for me. Super listener Tom's going to be in next week, driving the bus. Bye-bye.